Well, this story is about some clouds that changed history forever, and also about a dream that I had like maybe 15 or 20 times over the years. You read stories and stuff here in Minneapolis, the land of cold winters and warm hearts, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. Ever heard of Kokura? Well, that's where they were heading. The military, U.S. military, one Thursday morning on August 9th. Well, Thursday this year will be August 9th, but this one that I'm talking about was 1945. Kokura was where they were going to bomb, drop the second atomic bomb on Japan. And they got there, got to Kokura, and everything was ready, everything was working right. They had this bomb aboard, Fat Man, the atomic bomb. Only one thing, some clouds in the sky, and the requirement of dropping the bomb was that they be able to see the ground and photograph the ground so they could get a real idea of the type of mushroom cloud and the damage and how it propagated through the city and pictures of it. That was a requirement. But, you know, the weather changes, so all they have to do is circle around and they'll come back and it'll be probably better. Well, they came back and the clouds had changed, except they were worse. There was more of them. And they came back and there was more and more clouds. And they definitely couldn't see the ground. They kept trying until they were low on fuel and there was only one choice left. Well, actually there were two. It was dump the bomb in the ocean and abort the mission. But they flew towards Nagasaki. Had it not been for those clouds, you'd be reading about Kokura in the history books. Well, I must have heard that story when I was about 4 years old somewhere or other. I don't know where or when, but I started dreaming about it. It was Kokura and the clouds. But in my dream, there was also a little girl. I can still hear her voice because I've heard her speak in my dreams so many times with the same little voice. She was about 6 or 7 years old, a little older than I was when I first started having to dream. And T-E-R-U-M-I, Terumi. She's not in any history book, but she is definitely in my dream. But you could read about Kokura if you look. Well, little Terumi had been sick for a while, malnutrition. They couldn't get enough to eat, really. Maybe mainly just for a broken heart. So many friends were gone, and so many would never come back, like her dear father, who had got killed in the war. And her mother had been ill, too, from malnutrition, or maybe just partly that, partly a broken heart. And Terumi had been very weak, but something told her this was an important morning. She needed somehow to get up and talk to her best friends, the clouds, and tell them everything and how she felt and everything, and somehow ask for their help or something. So she went out to a special place that was near a big temple. There was some grounds that was her talking to the clouds place, a very, very special place for little Terumi, where she could look at the clouds, and it was very, very quiet, and somehow had a sacred feel, like it was a thin place, a little closer to heaven. And she went out there and got very, very, very quiet on that Thursday morning, August 9th. But interrupting her quiet was a very, very loud plane. Some of her clouds were already there, her little friends, a few of them. But that plane looked very, very different and mean this time and flew low and was very scary. Go away, plane. But she decided to ask her cloud friends to come, and maybe they could tell that plane to go away somehow. Her very, very best friends, those clouds. Please, clouds, come and get that angry, mean plane away. And more clouds came, and they each asked their friend clouds to come. And there was more clouds, and the plane did go away. But it came back, and when it came back, She said, "Dear clouds, please help me." And they did. There was even more clouds, and the plane went away again, and it came back a few more times, but finally it stopped coming back and never returned again. And Terumi was thanking her little cloud friends. And not too long later, a few days later, she died. She never did hear about Nagasaki. News was hard to come by then, where she didn't have a radio and everything. And so she never knew until she got to the place where she could always be with her cloud friends and all her other friends, even her father, to the special place of always being loved. When she got there, she found out about Nagasaki and how many other people have died in other wars, and she just cried and cried and cried. And in my dream, she said, "I wanted to tell you this story. Thank you for listening to me." And then she's always at the end. She said the same thing. "I go cry now. I go cry now. I go cry now." And she got a voice very soft. It like faded out. And I'd wake up, and I'd cry, too. And my birth mother, she was kind of a practical person and sort of yelled at me for crying just over some silly dream about something that never happened. She didn't really know that there was really a place called Kokura. I tried to tell her there was, but I didn't remember where I had heard it or anything. And she just thought it was some silly dream that I was wasting my time crying over. I don't know if there was really a Kokura. I mean, if there was really a Terumi, there sure was in my dreams, and her voice was so clear. But I do know that there was really a Kokura, because I've had people read it to me in history and off the computer. You can look it up, too, if you want. Still to this day, in Japan, there's an expression, the luck of Kokura, or Kokura's luck. Isn't it funny how tiny little things like a cloud or a few clouds can change destiny? Or like in 1955, a dog breaking our window and saving our lives changed the destiny of our whole family, one dog and one window, when we had lit some charcoal grill in the house with carbon monoxide. I'll always remember Terumi. I'll always remember Kokura, even if it isn't called that anymore. But there is like a Kokura hotel, I think, and a Kokura train station. Maybe you could read something about Kokura. I'm so sorry about Nagasaki. But isn't it interesting that just some places in the sky that didn't let light through changed history for Kokura and the whole world? Oh, well, since I told it the first time on the stories and stuff, I haven't dreamed about Kokura anymore, or Terumi. Next time, there'll be another story. Stay strong and take time to play. And when you feel sad, like you need to cry, take some time to cry. I like to say crying is not a breakdown, it's a breakthrough. And for things like Kokura or Nagasaki or Hiroshima or so many things like that, sometimes you just need to cry. See you next time.
At the tone, please record a voice message. Press the pound key when finished. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with special delivery, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To re-record your message, press 4. To continue your message, press 5. Or to cancel your message, press the star key. Make your selection now. Thank you for using Fillmore Productions voicemail. For more information on Fillmore Productions voicemail or to get your very own Fillmore voicemail box, please call 1-866-4-GET-VMB. That's 1-866-443-8862. Thank you for calling. To transfer to another mailbox, enter the last four digits of the box number and press the pound key. Press the star key to exit. Make your selection now. I'm sorry, that was an invalid response. Please try again. To transfer to another